Okay, please have a seat. Now, I thought we'd do a little quiz. Good to have a Christmas quiz, isn't it? A little quiz that gets us thinking a little bit about what we're going to be thinking about from the passage that's going to be read in a few moments. So our quiz is this. It is, who are they and what did they do? So this is a few people from 2017. See if you can spot who they are and what they did. All right, who they are and what they did. So, for instance, here we go, first one. Who is that? Who is it? Oh, you're all joining in, very good. Mo Farah, very good. So what did he do, maybe particularly this year, but what did he do? You can give me a few things if you want. What did he do? Pippa, do you know what he did?
Running.
Yes, he did do running. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sorry, feedback. What in particular? He did do lots of running. Anything in particular that you know that he did? Oh, you're all mumbling at me now. Phil, I'll go for you on that one.
Won the 10,000 metres gold medal in the World Championships and the 5,000 metres silver medal and won Sports Personality of the Year.
Yes, I'm going with that. Very good. Good answer. Well done. So, just give him a round of applause. Well done. Well done. So, yes, absolutely. Did all that lot and various things in previous years as well. So, very good athlete. Okay, what about the next one? Who is that? And what did she do? I'm going for the hand up at the back because everyone else is just shouting out. Jonathan, go for it.
That's Meghan Markle, I believe. She's the fiancé now of Prince Harry.
That's right. So she got engaged to Prince Harry. Very good. Good round of applause for him as well. Oh, very good. Very polite. Okay, let's go for the next one. In a way, he didn't do anything this year, did he? But Robin, go for it. Who have we got?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. And what did he do this year? Do you want to answer that one? Yeah, go on then.
Was the 500th anniversary of him kick-starting the Reformation with his 95 Theses.
Very good. Yes, very good. So Martin Luther, very good. Yes, round of applause. So 500 years since he kick-started the Reformation. Very good. Next one. Any ideas? Shannon's got okay, Shannon. You've got a few people going, I can't remember his name, okay?
Joe McFadden, and he won the Strictly.
Very good, Joe McFadden, and he won Strictly, very good. Okay, now this next one, I think this is really tricky, this one. If you get this one, I'm going to be really impressed. Okay, who is that, and what did he do? Do you recognise him? Sort of vaguely familiar face, maybe? Anyone know who he is? I'd be amazed if he knew who he was. I'll give you his name. Professor Robert Kelly. He's a political analyst and associate professor in political science. Do you remember what he did this last year? Do you want a reminder of what he did this last year? Now, just a reminder. Okay, they did say afterwards, no children were hurt in the filming of this. This was live on TV, live interview. You remember this? Okay, here we go.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how democracies respond to scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region, do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. My apologies.
Leave the region.
Isn't it brilliant? Who cares what he was talking about? There you go. Okay, so, who are they, what they did? So, he was a professor in whatever, but he did that this last year. Okay, we're going to think about Jesus. Who is he and what did he do? And we're going to have the reading. So, Claire is going to come and read for us. You don't need to have your children come out of doors behind you or anything while you read. But let's turn to the passage in the Bible, page 965. And as Claire reads it, would you be thinking, okay, what's being said in here about who Jesus is and what he came to do?
He came to
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Great, thank you, Claire. Okay, so we're going to think about Jesus, who he is, and what he did. But we're going to do it in the reverse order, because the angel in the dream to Joseph that was just read. So the angel appears in the dream to Joseph, and the angel tells Joseph, first off, what the baby's going to do, and then says who the baby is. So we're going to think first, what did he do? And the angel tells Joseph by using two names. There are two names in the passage. You guys are going to need Bibles, otherwise you're not going to be able to find. Peter, would you be able just to grab a few Bibles, bring them down the front? Anybody else need a Bible who's not got one? So a few down, just sort of three or four or five down the front here. That would be great. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to see what we're looking at. Right? Okay, so we're going to be thinking about what did he do? And that's it. Well done. So take one each. And you need to turn to page 966. That's right. Lovely. Anyone else need one? You're right? Everyone else got? Okay, you're good. So page 966, there were two names that the angel said to Joseph. Two names. Now, this is unusual, isn't it? Because normally, boys and girls, and mums and dads, normally it's the parents who, you know, the mum and dad, they name the child, and you maybe one day, maybe you could do it today. You could even say to your mum and dad today, "Why did you choose the name that you chose for me?" It could be an interesting thing to find out. Now, Joseph is told by the angel what he is to name the baby. So there is a name in verse 21. It's the good old answer to every question in church. What is the answer? Verse 21, have a look. What's the answer for what the name is in verse 21? Shout it out, yep. Jesus, thank you very much. Why the name Jesus? Why in the verse does it say that they are to call him Jesus? What does it say? Have a look in the verse. You've got to look in the verse. Verse 21. What does it say? Yeah, go for it. Because he will save his people from their sins. Well done. Thank you very much. Well spotted. So they are to call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You see, the name Jesus means the Lord saves. So what did he do? The answer is save his people. I will say the bit in black. Can you say the bit in red, please? What did he do?
Save his people.
Thank you very much. What did he do? Great stuff. Thank you. The angel said, call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, here's a rescue that took place a few days ago. Now, why do you think that dog needs rescuing? Why does that dog need rescuing? Why does that dog need rescuing? Go for someone from this side. Why does that dog need rescuing? Because he's gone through the ice. Yeah, he's stuck. And he can't get himself out, can he? He's stuck there. He was stuck there. He couldn't get himself out. We need a rescuer because we can't rescue ourselves. We can't get ourselves out of our problem. And what we need rescuing from, did you see? What did the angel say we need rescuing from? Have a look in the verse again. What do we need rescuing from? We've got sin. Thank you very much. Sin. We've already said about it today, haven't we? We've already said this morning, we all sin. We all do bad things, think bad things, say bad things. We all reject God and ignore God. And we need rescuing. We can't rescue ourselves, just like that dog couldn't rescue itself. Now, the good news for that dog was that actually the fire brigade came along and a fireman with rope wrapped round her. She went out onto the ice, risking her own life, really, to go out to pull that dog out of that river. And the dog was rescued. Good thing for that dog is the Saviour came, the rescuer came. Good thing for us is our rescuer has come, our Saviour has come, Jesus. And he did it not just risking his life, but giving his life. You see, for us to be saved, Jesus had to be lost. For us to receive life, Jesus had to die. For us to be forgiven, Jesus had to be punished. Now, it does say, doesn't it? Okay, let's do this again. What did he do?
Save his people.
It says save his people. You think, okay, well, who are his people? The great news in the Bible is that anyone can become one of Jesus's people. It is a very simple thing, and yet it is a very big thing. Jesus never pulled back from saying it is a big commitment to follow him. It means giving your life to him. It means, he says, dying to yourself and living for him in every part of your life. Jesus says to start following him means giving your whole life to him. It is the most wonderful thing you can do. He says, you do that, you're one of my people. I've saved you, I've rescued you. Now you may think, well, I need to find out more about that. Maybe you've never made that commitment. Can I encourage you, keep coming along to Emmanuel. Come along on our Life Explored course. We're going to start in the new year. If you're interested in that, have a chat with me afterwards. It'd be great to have you along on that. But maybe today would be a day when you could make that commitment. It's a big commitment, but actually you could do it right here and now. Of saying to God, God, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow him with my whole life. Maybe you could do that today. Well, we're going to sing of our rescue. Sorry, music group, you're going to need to whiz back up to think about this. So we've thought about, okay, what did he do? Thank you. We're going to think about who he is in just a moment, but we're going to sing about the rescue first. We're going to sing From the Squalor of a Borrowed Stable. Let's stand and sing. Oh, hang on, sorry, Ken. You need to switch us over to front AV or we won't have the words. Otherwise, everyone will be singing, What Did He Do? Thank you, sorry, music group. Do start again. Of a borrowed stable, by the Spirit and a virgin's faith, to the anguish and the shame of scandal came the Savior of the human race. But the skies were filled with the praise of them. Shepherds listen as the angels tell of the gift of God come down. Heaven, now the friend of sinners, humble servant in the Father's hands, filled with power and the Holy Spirit, filled with mercy for the broken man. Yes, he walked my road and he felt my pain, joys and sorrows that I know so well. Yet his righteous steps give me hope again. I will follow my kisses of a friend's betrayal. He was lifted on a cruel cross. He was punished for a world's transgressions. He was suffering to save the lost. He fights for breath, he fights for me, loosing sinners from the chains of hell. And with a shout, our souls are free, death defeated by Emmanuel. Thank you. Great stuff. Thank you. Ken, if you go, well done. So what did he do? Thank you. Now we think about who is he? Slightly odd way round of doing that, but that's the way it is. So you need to go back to your Bibles, please. So page 966, if you've closed your Bibles. And we're looking at the second name, which is a name that we have sung several times in the last few minutes. So what is the name that is there in verse 23? Emmanuel. Thank you very much, Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Thank you. So, who is he? God with us. Now, that is an incredible truth. We can get very casual about that. We can think, oh, yeah, God with us. God on earth. Yes, yes, of course, of course. That's a stunning truth. God, the God of heaven, born on earth as one of us. Poets and songwriters have tried to put this kind of thing into lyrics of carols. So, for instance, this is a wonderful way of putting it. In Sea Amid the Winter Snow, low within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. Isn't that a wonderful way of putting it? Maybe this evening, boys and girls, if you look out, maybe you might see clouds, but maybe you might see stars tonight as well. If you look up and you see the stars, and you can think, the one who made the stars, who made the universe, was born and was laid in a manger. He was a baby. That is an incredible truth. That's what we're celebrating. God with us, born on earth. No other religion says that God came to live as one of us, to live the life we live, to identify with us and to die for us. God himself born on earth. And Hebrews tells us that because he lived among us, he knows what we go through. We just sung that. He knows what we go through. He can sympathize with you. Do you have joys? Are you excited about today? Then tell Jesus about it. He was excited too in his life. Have you got sorrows and trials and troubles? He went through sorrows, trials and troubles. He knows what you go through, and you can tell him about them. Now, you might think, well, that was good 2,000 years ago. God with us 2,000 years ago, but what about now? Well, at the very end of Matthew's gospel, the very last words, in the context of Jesus sending out his disciples, Jesus says this. Very last words, he says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. See, which means he's still God with us, by his Spirit with us and in us. So it's still true. Jesus is God with us. You see, God's presence brackets Jesus' earthly life in Matthew's gospel. The angel says he is God with us. And at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. He is with us. And therefore, Christmas presence means present. Presence with us now, today, presence, and everlasting presence, that those who've trusted in Christ will be with him forever. Who is he?
God with us.
Thank you. So how should we respond? Well, to God with us with intimacy and dependence, bringing our joys and sorrows, our fears and hopes to him. So don't forget to talk to Jesus today, the one whose birthday we celebrate, you can talk to him today, maybe before lunch. Why not thank him for coming to be our Saviour? Maybe on your own as well at some point today, just to say it to him, how you're feeling, thankful, joyful, sorrowful, sad, maybe. Because he is still God with us. Okay, just a reminder. What did he do? And who is he?
God with us.
And we all need to respond to him. Well, we're going to respond by singing our last carol. We're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Speak so clearly of who Jesus is and what he came to do. Let's stand to sing. Please remain standing for a final prayer. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Heavenly Father, we praise you that Jesus is God with us. And we praise you that he came to save us by dying on a cross. Father, thank you so much that Jesus came. Please would you help us today to celebrate his birthday really well, to be filled with joy. We pray for your blessing on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Do have a seat. If you would like to, do stick around for communion. Do come forward to the front if you're wanting to have communion with us. Other than that, have a very happy Christmas.